Macmillan Audio presents Final Spin. Written and read for you by me, Jocko Willink. For Jeff Lang. Chapter 1. How did I end up here? I'm smart. I'm funny. I look pretty damn handsome, if I do say so myself. But here I am. Nowhere. And it seems this is where I will always be. Nowhere. Bedroom. It is not an apartment, but it looks like one. Cheap furniture, well-used carpet, not clean, but not dirty. The bedroom is not unique in its wares. Bed, desk, chair, dresser, small bedside table with lamp, overhead light, janky ceiling fan spinning at a low speed. Then there is the decor. Pictures hung neatly on the walls. They are strange. Or at least indicate a strangeness that is hard to interpret. Harmless, but different. Johnny walks in. 20-something. Leaning towards 20. Pretty damn handsome for an unkempt young man who stays up too late and eats the wrong foods and drinks more beer and whiskey than he should. He looks at his brother. Johnny is frustrated. He tries to remain restrained, but it can be hard after all these years. What the hell, cleaner? Man, I told you about these shirts. Artie looks distraught. Johnny sees. Johnny cannot stay frustrated. After all, this is Artie, his brother. And no one could really be mad at Artie. What? Is it not clean? Artie replies, earnestly concerned, wondering if he has somehow failed his brother. No, Artie. It isn't that it's not clean. It's clean, but it's just a t-shirt. I know, Artie cuts in. It's 100% cotton t-shirt. I used a warm cycle. It shouldn't have shrunk at all. I'm always careful about that. It's not shrunk, Artie. That's not it. It's just... Never mind. Forget it. Forget what, Johnny? What's wrong? This is killing Artie. The one thing he was supposed to be good at, and it seems like he messed it up. Artie, Johnny replies as kindly as he can, it's just that it's a t-shirt. You don't press t-shirts. You don't put starch in t-shirts, buddy. But the creases are sharp, aren't they? Artie replies, wondering what on earth the problem could be. The creases are sharp, Johnny concedes, but that's not the point. You don't put military creases in t-shirts. I've told you this before, Artie. But why? Cotton holds the starch really well. Johnny starts to get frustrated again. He's been down this road before. Many, many times. Look, cleaner, I know that. You always tell me that. And I always tell you, you just don't starch and press t-shirts because... Because you just don't do it. Mom likes hers pressed. Johnny lets out a sigh. Artie realizes he's gone too far. Listen, Artie, I get it, but I'm not Mom. And I don't want my t-shirts to be starched and pressed. It's a Black Sabbath t-shirt. I just wear it out with a pair of jeans, okay? Can you just give them a simple wash and dry from now on, please? Low heat, tumble dry? Artie asks. Wanting to get a good procedure locked down? Johnny smiles. Yeah, Artie. I think that would be perfect. Thanks, bud. I can do it now, Artie offers. I have to go. Okay. It won't happen again, Johnny. Thanks, Artie, Johnny says with a gentle smile.